what he collected was a marvellous set of words together with one of the most boring tunes I'd ever heard in my life, so I wrote another tune. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you. It's all about a young man press-ganged into the Navy in Nelson's day. Oh, all right, John Paul Jones's day, if you must. And being press-ganged into the Navy, he obviously resents it, and he has a really horrible time on principle all the way through to about the fourth verse, and then he gets promoted to bosun. And mysteriously, around this time, he starts enjoying himself. And by the time we get to the end of the song, he is having such an outrageously good time that he doesn't mind the fact that they've blown one of his arms off, because he says, well, they've blown one of my arms off, but I've had a good life, and now I can sit and drink cocoa. I think there was a different set of standards in action around 1812 or so. Anyway, he was put on board a ship with 98 cannon. That's why there's a call on board a 98. Oh, when I was young and scarce 18, I drove a roaring train, and many a sly trick have I played on many a pretty maid. When my parents saw that would not do, for I soon would spend their score, so they resolved that I'd go on board a man of war. Well, a bold press gang surrounded me, their warrant they did show, and they vowed that I must go to sea and face a daring foe. Then off they lugged me to the boat, and then I cursed my fate, for then I found that I should float on board a 98. My boulder grew, I had and was to war. I could run aloft with my ship's crew and value not a scar. And right well I did my duty do till I got bosun's mate. I blast me soon got bosun on board a 98. So the years rolled by, and at Trafalgar, brave Nelson, he fought and fell. And when they capsized that hardy tar, I took a rap as well. So to Greenwich College I come back, because I'd saved my pay. They'd only knocked a wing of Jack on board and now I can my cocoa take, my pouch with baccy is stored. All in my blue coat and my three cocked hat, I'm as happy as a lord. Cause I've done my duty and I've served my king, and now I bless my fate. But blast me, I'm too old to sing, I'm nearly guitars get a lot more gigs, and I think the reason for this is that the guitar is such a blatantly sexual object that no one can resist it. I mean, it's virile at one end and it's voluptuous at the other end, but a hole in the middle. There's something for everybody about the guitar. And quite frankly, in this sort of states, the Anglo concertina has got very little sexual appeal. Well, what appeal it has isn't actually all that impressive. And I've given a lot of thought to this problem. I think I've come up at least with a partial solution, and this is the... I'll play the other concertina. This is my semi-erotic concertina. like the bow. Can you see that? This is a hybrid song because it's a song that's sung in my part of England, and it's also sung in Carolina. It was collected by the late wonderful Frank Warner. And what I've done is to take bits of the two versions and put them together. I don't think the purists would like that idea, but I enjoy myself immensely. This is called Barbary. If you want to join in a bit, I sing something, go, oh, there you go, below high, below low, and so sailed we, with considerable vigour, I may add. And I then sing something else, and you sing sailing or cruising or whatever seems to fit at the time, down along the coast of Barbary. How'd you feel about that? Oh! Good heavens, I misjudged you.